KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, breezy, and 41 degrees in Atlantic. Feels like 33 with our winds out of the north-northeast at 15 to 25 miles per hour. We look for a chance of light rain or drizzle and some fog mainly this morning. A high today around 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Checking state news, Republicans on a House committee have tabled a proposal to ban abortions at about the sixth week of a pregnancy after the detection of a fetal heartbeat. Instead, Republicans in the Iowa House are pursuing a ban on abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy, unless the mother's life or health are endangered. Representative Joel Fry of Osceola, the Republican who leads the House Human Resources Committee, said this is the piece of legislation that we have consensus on. The bill cleared the committee last night with the support of 11 of 12 Republicans present. Representative Tom Moore of Griswold was the only Republican to vote no. All eight Democrats in the committee room opposed the bill. Representative Shannon Lundgren, a Republican from Piasta, calls the 20-week ban an incremental approach.
This gives us a way to dial back some of the concerns that we have and start saving lives immediately.
The committee took an abortion ban that cleared the Senate in mid-March, keeping the 20-week threshold, but removing an exception that would have allowed abortions after 20 weeks if the fetus had a fatal condition. Representative Beth Wessel-Kroschel, a Democrat from Ames, says there was just too much pushback against the more restrictive abortion ban. Plus, under that other bill, parents could have sued their adult daughters for getting an abortion.
What century do we live in? So I think the message got out.
The House Human Resources Committee met last night to debate the proposal. Wessel-Kroschel led the Democratic opposition. She said, although the bill is improved, it is in no way accepted to Iowa, Iowans, and Iowa women. Tom Chapman of the Iowa Catholic Conference said the church had concerns about the now-tabled abortion ban based on when a fetal heartbeat is detected.
We're interested in passing a bill that will be effective and has the best chance of standing up in court. And I think a 20-week bill has been passed in many different states. And I think that's a good place for Iowa to start.
Iowans for Life Executive Director Maggie DeWitt would like to see legislators declare that life begins at conception. And that could be the basis for a legal challenge of the Roe versus Wade decision that legalized abortion.
However, we don't have any opposition to incremental change and hope to see something go forward.
Aaron Davison Rippey of Planned Parenthood of the Heartland said the bill Republicans have now crafted still could endanger in vitro fertilization and outlaw some forms of contraception, and that Iowans do not support these extreme measures. It's unclear when the issue may be debated in the full 100-member House. A reminder this morning from Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall about property taxes being due tomorrow. Marshall says your second-half tax payments of real estate and mobile homes are due by Friday, March 31st. You can go online to pay your taxes at www.iowatreasurers.org or stop by the Treasurer's Office at the Cass County Courthouse, where they accept credit and debit cards for in-office payments. The deadline for payments without penalty is tomorrow. Payments with a postmark of March 31st, 2017 will also be accepted without penalty. No injuries were reported, but about $500 in property damage occurred Wednesday evening in Creston when an axle broke on a 1989 Chevy S10 pickup. About 2 feet of the axle with a bolted on tire rolled past the pickup and down the street before striking a 2003 Chevy Blazer that was legally parked in a driveway. Creston police say the driver of the pickup, 26-year-old Matthew Dean Thompson of Creston, was traveling south on New York Avenue when the accident happened at around 7 p.m. Wednesday. Thompson's truck sustained about $700 worth of damage. There were no citations issued. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a woman from Nebraska was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a charge of eluding. At around 12:40 p.m., a Pott County deputy clocked a 2009 Ford Mustang traveling 89 miles per hour in a 50-mile-per-hour zone. When the deputy turned around to conduct the traffic stop, the car sped up. The driver, 38-year-old Stacy Wiseless of Lincoln, Nebraska, was taken into custody a few minutes later. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday no injuries were reported following an accident Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say a 2005 Buick LeSabre, driven by 16-year-old Isaac Davis of Creston, was traveling north on Iris Avenue at around 2:40 p.m. Tuesday when the teen lost control of the vehicle. The car entered the west ditch and struck a utility pole and fence before coming to rest. Damage to the pole, owned by the Farmers Electric Co-op in Greenfield, was estimated at $1,000. Damage to the fence, owned by a man from Des Moines, was estimated at $300, and the car sustained $3,500 damage. There were no citations issued. The Iowa House and Senate have approved a bill that could make it easier for an all-terrain vehicle to get from point A to point B when there's a public highway in between. ATVs will not be able to join cars, pickups, and semis that drive down any primary highway in the state if the bill becomes law, but the legislation would let many all-terrain vehicles drive across a highway. Under current law, city and county officials may get a permit from the State Department of Transportation to establish ATV crossings at specific points along a primary highway. The bill does away with that process. Senator Dan Zumba of Ryan says that ATV drivers will still be able to drive across any primary highway in a state under certain circumstances.
The crossing has to be made at 90 degrees. Two, the ATV is brought to a complete stop before it crosses. Three, the driver yields to all coming traffic. Four, the crossing is made at an intersection of the highway and another street or highway. And five, the crossing is made from a street designed for an ATV trail.
Zumba says the bill could provide an economic boost to the state.
This is bringing together many of the ATV trails that have tried to survive and move forward in the state of Iowa, and this is just one more step to make that economy spin even larger.
Representative Scott Orth, a Democrat from Acworth, said it could reduce travel time for some farmers.
I know those who haul feed back and forth, and now we'll be able to simply cross the road rather than go some long circuitous route to get to their feedlot across some road somewhere.
The proposal has cleared the House and Senate unanimously this month, and it's now up to the governor to decide if that bill becomes law. Governor Branstad has lowered his projections for Iowa's upcoming budget year by about $173 million amid declining state revenue. The Republican governor released a revised budget Tuesday night that proposes spending roughly $7.2 billion in the budget year that begins in July. His staff discussed the details with reporters on Wednesday. Branstad's revised budget includes some new spending, but does so in part by reducing funding to some departments, community colleges, and the state's three public universities. It also includes cutting money from a job skills training fund. The figures also break down how the state plans to tap cash reserves to plug a $131 million shortfall in the current budget. Lawmakers addressed an earlier shortfall by cutting more than $117 million in spending. Republicans with majorities in both chambers will soon release their budget proposal. Supervisors in Southeast Iowa's Lee County have approved a minimum wage increase, even after state lawmakers passed a bill that would ban local governments from increasing the minimum hourly wage. The Lee County supervisors voted 4-1 on Tuesday to raise the county's minimum wage to $8.20 an hour. That's 95 cents above the current minimum of 7.25 an hour. Supervisor Ron Fedler of West Point was the only vote against the measure, saying he does not believe wage laws should be set at the local level. The GOP-controlled Iowa Senate passed a bill Monday night banning such local minimum wage measures. A similar measure had already passed in the Republican-majority House. And the bill now heads to Governor Terry Branstad, who supports it. And the Iowa Senate is slowing down the confirmation of Jerry Hoosier as the Iowa Utilities Board chairwoman after the Associated Press revealed her extensive private legal work. Members of the Senate Commerce Committee had been scheduled Tuesday to consider Hoosier's appointment for a second two-year term as board chairwoman. Hours before the meeting, though, the AP reported that Hoosier had maintained a busy personal practice, a law practice on the side. Some state law requires board members to devote their whole time to state duties, and other members who are lawyers have resigned from their law firms. Senator Janet Peterson said Hoosier's appointment was pulled from the calendar because members wanted time to read the article and do some due diligence. Peterson said she wants to know how Hoosier balances her two jobs. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.